In the late 1940s, medics were worried. Britain, like many rich countries, was suffering from an epidemic of heart disease, and no one knew why. Various hypotheses, such as stress, were suggested, but one thing that was not exercising researchers was exercise. The idea that health and exercise were linked wasn't the accepted fact that we know today, says Nick Wareham, a professor of epidemiology at Cambridge University. Some even felt that too much physical activity was a bad thing for your health. Navvies, miners, and farm labourers did physical exercise by the spade load. They also suffered disproportionately from various diseases, died young, and featured in novels by D.H. Lawrence. It was a miserable existence. At this time, a young doctor called Jerry Morris started to suspect that the excess deaths from heart disease might be linked to occupation. He began studying the medical records of 31,000 London transport workers. His findings were breathtaking. Conductors who spent their time running up and down stairs had approximately 30% lower incidence of disease than drivers who sat down all day. Exercise was keeping people alive. Morris looked at postal workers and found a similar pattern. Postmen who walked all day had far lower rates of disease than telephonists who typically sat. Morris's research was eventually published in 1953, just 3 years after a study by Richard Doll proving the link between smoking and lung cancer. As any Londoner could tell you, you wait centuries for a paradigm-changing epidemiological study to turn up, then two come along at once. Morris's work had consequences both big and small. Morris, who had given up smoking when he read Doll's study, now also took up exercise, handing his jacket to his daughter on Hampstead Heath and just running. People thought I was bananas. Slowly, the rest of the world took off its jacket and followed.